proclamation number 6365 dated the September 26, 1955. Poverty does not prevent activity of love. Even the poorest of the poor can acquire the kingdom of heaven. For it is possible for every human being to fulfill my will. My will is unselfish activity of love. And no matter how poor the person is in respect of earthly goods, he can still practice neighborly love because it does not merely consist of giving material goods. Even the most underprivileged person can ignite the flame of love within himself. Precisely because of his poverty, he is able to assess the situation of a fellow human being's hardship. And the sincere will to help alone is love which strives to become active. Love is not measured by the material value of what it gives. It is the degree of love which is decisive. And then even the smallest gift can be extremely highly valued. But a heart full of love can also communicate itself to people in other ways and always for their benefit, because it awakens mutual love. Every kind word, every interest in his fellow human being's fate, every kind glance or active help can penetrate a hardened heart and soften it. The other person can be more touched by it than material help can achieve, since precisely the giver's poverty convinces him of his genuine love, which then will also be reciprocated, and a ray of love has ignited. And if a person living in poverty still passes on even the little he owns, then he will acquire substantial treasures for eternity. But he will also receive material help, and his poverty will also provide him with the greatest blessing, because his longing for material possessions will die down the more helpful he is towards his fellow human being. And thus he will much sooner learn to overcome matter than a person who lives in the midst of earthly wealth. Heartfelt love does not depend on the quantity of earthly possessions. Love is a feeling within a person's heart which constantly wants to be active and will also always find some kind of occupation. If only in the fact that a person will take care of his fellow human being. That he will not indifferently pass him by, that he will make him aware of dangers or help him find the right path. The human being is able to express his love in every way, and his love will always be felt with gratitude and awaken love in return. Therefore, no person will be able to say that he was prevented from loving activity as a result of poverty. Love has nothing whatsoever to do with material wealth. For even the most underprivileged person can implore me from the bottom of his loving heart to take care of and help his unhappy neighbor, because he himself is incapable of doing so. But a prayer like that first requires love in the person's heart, and only then will it be effective. For I will see his goodwill, and for the sake of his love I am gladly willing to help. Unselfish love could relieve so much hardship. Yet it is lacking in humanity, and everyone just thinks of himself and ignores his fellow human being's adversity. People who offset their earthly poverty will acquire great treasures, which they will be allowed to take along into the kingdom of the beyond as everlasting possessions. They will be wealthy over there because they also considered the poor, even though they did not live in abundance themselves. Amen.